And I think that's his theme song. Maxie Hitchens has joined us. He's at Flemington this morning. G'day, Max.
Hello, Bob. How are you, mate? I couldn't not join you. It's a traditional thing that you and I speak on Melbourne Cup Day morning.
What's Melbourne weather like this morning, Max?
It's a little overcast, a little bit of showering around, but it will be a good day. It'll be a fine day, and the track will be good. There won't be any downpours.
This time,
although it is Melbourne.
It is Melbourne. This time last year, you were the very privileged man. You saw history made. A Moment in Time is the book that you created, and my Sports Spot panel here absolutely adored it. I brought it in again this morning. Maccabi Diva, what an absolute legend of the Australian turf.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That was being there and watching that happen, as I said to you, it was like it's one of those moments that... That you're just going to look back on in years to come and say, yeah, well, I remember that day, and we'll be telling our kids now and their kids about it.
That's for sure, mate. Look, Ron Sinclair's already had out Fact, Fiction, Fable of the Melbourne Cup, the book, this morning for a little read and a couple of yarns, but these days it's electronic or digital where we get the latest information via the Mugs Guide.
It sure is, yeah, and that's the good part about the internet. It allows us to do an annual e-book, and we do that. It's available at mugsguide.com.au. And we also give you access to a password protected page, which gives you all our information on the Melbourne Cup.
Fantastic! I've got to go there later this morning, Max.
Absolutely.
Now a couple of other little touches, a la Max Hitchens. First of all, people have won a free trip to the Melbourne Cup that have downloaded Mugs Guide.
Yes, yeah, that's part of the benefit of spending the $10. Not only do you get the Mugs Guide, but you get the opportunity to go into. To win a free trip to the Melbourne Cup. It'll be next year's Melbourne Cup now, because I was with the winner here in Melbourne yesterday, gave him the tickets and the money and everything. He was pretty happy about it.
Lucky bugger, mate. I'm going to wait till I retire before I win that one.
Melbourne's not big enough for you and I.
That's for sure, Max. And the prize was drawn on 2GB, so it's a great credit to you. You've had lots of media commitments this morning, so we do thank you for joining us here in Bathurst.
Nice.
Lovely downtown Bathurst. But, mate, the other big role that you have is with the VRC.
Yes. I'm their internet marketing consultant on the Melbourne Cup, and it's a fun thing. It's good. And they're doing. I'm pretty pleased and delighted to be involved. I'm remembering I'm a boy from the bush. I'm from Moree, so it's a kind
oh,
of...
Oh, another nice bush boy.
Another bush boy, yeah. Kind of nice to be involved with an organisation like the VRC.
And well, you've done really well on their website, because I was on there yesterday and noticed this competition where you could nominate the field in order, and I've been trying to do that for 30 years.
Exactly, yes. Isn't that a good competition?
I love it, Max. I love it. Good on you for that.
Pretty startling, yeah. It was one of the things that... I said, we need some kind of a real wow on the site. Now it's pretty difficult to nominate the field there to do it, but it's fun. It's worth a try.
It's a great site too, where you get to actually shuffle your horses into the places.
Well done. Melbourne Cup Club, by the way.
com.au. Melbourne Cup Club.
MelbourneCupClub.com.au. Just go and have a look at it and it costs you nothing. It's worth a try. You could win $1 million if you actually place them in order.
But if you don't, the closest will win?
Yes. There's a $40,000 prize for who gets the closest.
That's fantastic.
It's all fun, mate.
I started trying to do it in 1977. Now, Ron Sinclair, who's with me, will understand this one. The best I've ever got as a rank correlation coefficient is 0.7, which means that about if you square it, that's 50%. Half the variance or the variability is explained by your ability to, pick the horses, and the other is sheer chance. So you've got half a chance of doing it.
It's a bit of a lottery, I agree. Now, I know that you are a statistician and you are very, very good at it, so I'm not going to line myself up against you.
Fair enough, mate. But line yourself up against the Sports Spot team who are in and about to come on air after local news with your predictions this year, Maxie.
Well, I try and reduce the field down to half a dozen horses that I believe will win the Cup. That's the whole purpose of the Mugs Guide. Instead of it being a choice of one of 24, bring it down to a choice of one of five or six or seven. And I've done that. I believe that one of these horses will win the Cup. Pop Rock, Delta Blues, jockey problem and all, Yates, Torquete, Geordie Land, or Zipping.
Okay, so that's your six. And that's we can mix and match those on the TAB. We were saying earlier with the flexi bet where you get the percentage.
Yes, yep.
And pick a standout amongst them, Max, because I think over the last 9 years you've given us seven of the winners.
Well, I actually had a bet myself. I picked out Yates as the standout, and I coupled them with the field and the field to play with. So it's
Yates, and then mix those other five.
Yep, and mix the other five. So worth a try.
All right, mate. Well, we do hope you have a great day. I know you've got a lot of other media commitments, but every year we do appreciate your input and your fun. Hey, listen, the 100-year system, does anything link in with Poseidon?
Oh, yeah, lots of good things in the 100-year system. It's actually on the website. When you go there later on in the day, have a look at it. There's you can get a link to Delta Blues, you can get a link to Efficient, you can get a link to Dizelle. So these are links that people have actually sent me in. So it's all good stuff.
I'll give you one more. Remember, Poseidon was the big share boomer in the 1980s.
Absolutely.
It's sort of got a corporate feel, so I thought maybe demerger.
Yes. Oh, I like the way you're thinking.
Okay, Max. Well, all the best.
Okay, pal.
With the 100-year system fun, but more importantly, your selections and the atmosphere, and you lucky bugger, I believe you're in the VRC box and you're going to see all the history made yet again today.
Absolutely, mate.
Well, you saw it last year, and Maccabi Diva did the impossible, became a legend, and I guess history will be rewritten again for the 2006 Cup.
Yeah. We'll be there cheering like heck, and I'll be thinking of you.
Thanks, Max, and we always appreciate your time at this time. Thank you, Max Hitchens, author of Facts, Fiction and Fable of the Melbourne Cup, and these days the e-book, which is The Mug's Guide to the Melbourne Cup. Time